How is this compass like this Bible? It tells you which way to go. Very good, Breezy. You're just going to get 100 today again. All right, let me give you an example. All right, Conniger, I want you to go north using the compass. Stand up. You know, have you ever used a compass before? Okay. Have you used a compass before, Asher? Okay, well, stand up with Conniger. And here's the... Hold it. You have a compass watch too? Cool. I want you to go north. No. Use your compass. Go north. Breezy, can you help them? All right. Breezy, take your group of kids here and go north. Okay, start walking north. I think that's okay. Good, very good. All right. Now, the interesting thing is that you sometimes have to know. I came in here and I was just convinced in my head that north was that way. And so Sam showed me, he said, no, north is that way. And I'm thinking, that doesn't sound right. It seemed like that's north, that's south, that's east, no, that's west, and that's east. But the deal is that a compass is going to not lead you astray. It's going to lead you in the correct direction. And there's a lot of times in life when if you're not careful, you'll try to figure out life on your own and you'll go in the wrong direction. As a matter of fact, listen to what it says in Psalm chapter 20, let's see, 5 verse 4. This is David. He wrote this and he says, show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. So there are going to be times in your life when you're not going to know what to do, what direction to go. And here's what I know. If you're reading this book called the Bible, and if you're asking Him to show you what to do and show you the direction, He will point it out. And I'm going to talk about that in this sermon this morning, because we're going to learn that the part of the armor is the sword of the Spirit, which is called the Word of God. So the Bible is so vitally important. It gives you directions for how to live your life. So let's pray. Lord, help us to remember how important your Word is and help us to follow it. So many of the mistakes that we make are because we don't listen to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, gang, we got a huge box of stuff. So